Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. If you are new, then welcome. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I help others love and discover themselves to reach their highest potential. If you're returning, then welcome back, and I'm so excited to get into this new series. This week, we are covering how to truly face yourself. This is the part that everyone hates the most. It feels the most difficult. It feels the most scary. However, it is the most necessary, and it is the only way to get to truly loving yourself. When you can look at yourself in the mirror and you can forgive yourself and you can let things go, is when you can truly feel worthy of moving forward. When it comes to self-love, everyone loves to do the pampering, the self-care, the buying yourself things, the pretending that life is perfect, pretending that you don't have a care in the world, and you are just tricking or lying to yourself in the process. But true self-love is when you have that understanding to let things go and to just cut yourself some slack, to give yourself some grace, to understand that the negative beliefs that you have about yourself were projected onto you from others that suffered from a low self-esteem. And when you can really look at yourself in the mirror, when you can go back and you can think about the times that you may have acted out of ill manner, but it was truly a reflection upon how you felt about yourself. When you can truly, truly face yourself and you're not afraid to be alone, you will not be so hungry for others to love you because you don't know how to love yourself. You will be able to let go of that guilt and shame. And it takes time. I'm not one of these self-love coaches that's going to tell you that everything's going to be resolved after a couple of realizations. Things will become easier for you. Things will diminish, but going through it is what you have to do. Only you can go through it. No one can go through it for you. However, I am here as your coach. I am here as your guide. I am here as an advocate for this, to help you get through this process a little easier. When I went through this journey, and I'm going through it forever, self-love is for the rest of your life. You will do cleanup at first, and then the rest is just maintenance. So when I first started my self-love journey, and I knew that my behavior, the way I was acting, what I was doing just was not good enough. It wasn't serving me. And I really wasn't enjoying my life, and I was constantly on a vicious loop. And I took that courage to face myself and to look at all the things that I was hiding. Look at all the things that I truly hold shame and guilt over, but I try to pretend like it didn't even matter. But when I went through it and I released it, it was like I truly became an entirely new person. And I didn't fall for the illusions that others would try to project onto me. It was like as if I was not even affected. Not this whole, oh, I'm so unbothered situation or movement that has become so popular today, but truly, honestly, just having that understanding and not pretending like things don't bother me, but understanding the way the brain works, understanding the way the ego works when it's injured and it's damaged. When you understand that, you see it for exactly what it is. And you don't even take it on because you don't own it. It's not yours. So in this series, we're going to cover how to begin to face your inner demons. and what blocks you from truly facing yourself, the things that are blocking you from doing this. And we will have a very special guest who will talk about his journey to becoming more self-reliant. And as always, I will conclude with a guided meditation to help your subconscious mind anchor in all of the information you receive to help with your journey. So I hope that you're just as excited as I am, and definitely be sure to follow and subscribe so that you can be updated every time I have a brand new episode. So thank you so much, and stay tuned for more.